Locked within these few notes is an astonishing range of musical possibility. J.S. Bach pulled those possibilities out through a series of 20 short pieces, but he never specified which instruments to play them on. Coming up on the Bach Hour, the Academy of Ancient Music Berlin lends its own distinctive textures to the art of the fugue. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. The Academy for Ancient Music Berlin lends every work they play a nuanced, rich interpretation, as you'll hear, in their unique approach to the art of the fugue. Also on the program is the cantata number 181, Leichtgesinnte Flattergeister, or Light-Minded Frivolous Spirits. As always, you can find a translation of the text for the cantata 181 online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can hear this and other programs on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. The Art of the Fugue is one of the late-in-life projects Bach imagined as a summation of his skill as a composer. Here's a piece from the other end of his career. This organ piece dates from Bach's early days as a young composer in Weimar, building the reputation that made him one of Europe's most admired organists. This is the Toccata, Adagio, and Fugue in C major with Gerhard Weinberger at St. Martin's Church in the Dutch city of Groningen.
Thank you.
When J.S. Bach wrote this toccata, adagio, and fugue in C major, he was taking the concerto style of Italian Baroque masters and combining it with the North German tradition of his own mentors. Gerhard Weinberger was the organist at St. Martin's Church in the Dutch city of Groningen. The title of the cantato number 181 presents one of those challenges of translation. You might find Leichtgesinnte Flattergeister translated as light-minded, frivolous spirits, or insincere and fickle spirits, or scatterbrained, frivolous people, or even frivolous flibbertigibbets. Whichever you prefer, the basic idea is clear. In the opening aria for the bass soloist, these shallow people deprive themselves of the word's power. And the music reflects that with a flighty, halting line that takes on a bit more seriousness when the soloist equates that shallowness with Belial, a fallen angel. The alto soloist draws out the effect that shallowness has on a believer, saying that deluded souls become hearts of stone. The tenor soloist digs in a bit further to reveal that this shallowness comes from the endless number of harmful thorns the believer encounters in life, along with the worries of the lust to increase treasures. Finally, the soprano soloist offers a glimpse of hope, singing that believers' hearts may taste the sweetness that the word reveals. With that, the sound world completely changes, with a trumpet joining the ensemble for a light, festive chorus to close the cantata on a hopeful, joyous note. Remember, you can find a translation of the cantata number 181 by visiting us online at classicalwcrb.org. Here is a performance of Leichtgesinnte Flattergeister with soprano soloist Angharad Griffith-Jones, alto Robin Tyson, tenor James Gilchrist, and bass Stefan Logis. The Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists are conducted by John Elliott Gardiner.
Leichtgesinnte Flattergeister rauben sich des Wortes Kraft, des Wortes Kraft. Leichtgesinnte Flattergeister rauben sich des Wortes Kraft, leichtgesinnte Flattergeister. Rauben sich des Wortes Kraft, rauben sich des Wortes Kraft. Ideal, ideal, ideal mit seinen Kindern, suchen ohne ihn zu hindern, dass es keine Nutzen schafft, keine Nutzen schafft, keine Nutzen schafft. Ideal mit seinen Kindern, suchen ohne ihn zu hindern, dass es keine Nutzen schafft. Leichtgesinnte Flattergeister rauben sich des Wortes Kraft, des Wortes Kraft. Leichtgesinnte Flattergeister rauben sich des Wortes Kraft. Ideal, ideal, ideal mit seinen Kindern, suchen ohne ihn zu hindern, dass es keine Nutzen schafft, keine Nutzen schafft, keine Nutzen schafft. Ideal mit seinen Kindern, suchen ohne ihn zu hindern, dass es keine Nutzen schafft.
Stand verkehrte Sieben. Satans Liste zählen. Wenn ihr das Wort dem Herzen raubt, das am Verstand blind, den Schaden nicht versteht, noch glaubt. Es werden Felsen Herzen so boshaft widerstehen. Christi letztes Wort, das Felsen selbst zerspringen, des Sängers Hand bewegt des Grabes Stein. Ja, Moses Stab kann dort aus einem Berge Wasser bringen. Willst du, o Herz, noch Herde sein?
Thank you.
That's the cantata number 181 by J.S. Bach, Leicht Gesinnte Flattergeister, with conductor John Elliott Gardiner and the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists. The vocal soloists included soprano Angharad Griffith-Jones, alto Robin Tyson, tenor James Gilchrist, and bass Stefan Logas. As Bach's life and career reached their peak, he took on several projects meant to solidify his legacy as a composer. The Well-Tempered Clavier explored the possibilities of the 24 major and minor keys through preludes and fugues. By contrast, a single harmonic sequence is at the heart of the Goldberg variations. In The Art of the Fugue, Bach explores counterpoint, the idea of two or more individual musical lines interacting to form harmony, with no chords for a foundation. But unlike those other works, Bach never specified any particular instrumentation for The Art of the Fugue. It's purely abstract. The Academy for Ancient Music Berlin used that fact to create a unique approach to the Art of the Fugue, crystallizing each one of Bach's permutations through its own instrumental palette. Compared to performances on a keyboard instrument, the piece comes across as more of a dramatic journey, each fugue acting as one chapter in an unfolding story. Here's part of that story, leading off with Contrapuntus No. 1.
Thank you.
At first glance, The Art of the Fugue by J.S. Bach comes across as something abstract, mathematical, even clinical. It's a set of pieces undertaken almost as an exercise, and Bach didn't even specify which instruments he had in mind for them. But for Bach, counterpoint, or the idea of several independent musical lines combining to form harmonies, was really a window into the eternal and the divine. It was the very heart of emotional expression. This performance of selections from The Art of the Fugue is part of a complete recording of these pieces by the Academy for Ancient Music Berlin. Remember, you can hear this program again online at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.